Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSign for Wednesday, December 15. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valuesign.com. Well, today, the Fed declares that Santa is alive and well. Well, in the 1947 version of the movie Miracle on 34th Street, veteran character actor William Frawley plays one of his absolutely best roles. He's a crusty old ward boss, and I'll bet it's a part that came naturally. He's the political advisor to the judge. Now, in the movie, Santa, or at least the character who plays Santa at Macy's, is on trial to determine if he is indeed the real Santa Claus. The judge is about to declare him a fake when the Frawley character waves the judge back into his chambers. "Oh, Henry," Frawley yells, "you're going to be an awfully popular fellow if you declare this man a fake. Thousands of children are going to love you. Ruling there is no Santa, Christmas would be put on hold." Well, today the name of the characters have changed. Today playing the part of the judge is one Jerome J. Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve. And before him is the opportunity to also declare that there is no Santa. That inflation is out of control, witness yesterday's producer price index, up an absolutely stunning 9.6%, something we haven't seen in this country for a couple of generations. Powell could pound his gavel and declare that not only was he going to accelerate the taper, but he was going to immediately start raising interest rates to boot. Many in the financial press would applaud this more assertive, stronger chairman. But it's then we need that Frawley character to come forward, wave the chairman into his quarters, and explain the facts of life to him. Jay, we're less than 3 weeks away from year-end. In the next 16 days, everyone's retirement account will be valued. Mutual funds, hedge funds, pension, and private funds will all state their yearly performance based on these last 2 weeks. Corporate bonuses will be handed out based on year-end, and major loans will be reevaluated based on the underlying equity values of some very major companies. Henry, Jay, you go right ahead. Tell the world that we've got this all wrong, that we should have been fighting inflation all this time. No more Mr. Nice Guy. We're going after inflation, hammer, and tong. You go ahead and do that, and watch the Santa rally on Wall Street turn to dust. Those annual reports, yet to be written, all come crumbling down. No, Jay. What you do now is you wait. You be the same old nice guy you've been before. Don't you dare even hint at increasing the taper. And heaven forbid you even mention raising interest rates. This is not the time. After all, in just a month, on January 25th and 6th, we'll have our next FOMC meeting. Plenty of time to transform into the super inflation fighter. If you want to get tough, do it then, not now. After all, no one cares what you do at the beginning of a year. They've got 12 more months to deal with anything you throw at them. Just don't do it now. Now, we need all sweetness and light. And by the by, who scheduled this meeting? The FOMC only needs to meet 8 times a year, and why meet 2 weeks before year end? This should be a time of strict radio silence by the Federal Reserve. Now make sure it doesn't happen again. Thanks, Mr. Frawley. Now, in economic reports overnight, we had one of the most puzzling reports I've seen lately. It comes from the land down under, Australia. And if you've been following that country, you know that it seems to be in complete and utter chaos, with literally thousands upon thousands of Australians taking to the street each weekend to protest government policies on the pandemic. It seems to be a country on the edge. And yet, take a look at this morning's Australian consumer confidence. It registered a 104, one of the most positive readings around, and a bit of a puzzle, eh, mate? In other economic reports, China reported that their industrial production rose 3.8% in the 12 months ended November, a level which is far below Russia, which reported a rise of over 7%, and even below the U.S., which was over 5% for a similar period. Turning to the U.S., today's the day we will get that latest from the Federal Reserve. Now on the calendar will be other important readings, principally retail sales, housing market conditions, and business inventories, but all that will be turned aside beginning at 2 o'clock Eastern Time this afternoon when a series of reports by the Fed will be released. First comes that all-important interest rate decision, and then their interest rate projections for the year. And finally, Chairman Powell's press conference. Just now, I'm getting the rumor that the Fed will not take my advice. Instead of standing pat, they will go ahead and announce a more rapid taper and a more aggressive interest rate hiking. We'll have to see if that indeed becomes their strategy. And that's thevalueside.com for this Wednesday, December 15. For all of our podcasts and articles, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own. Thank you.